Good morning, and welcome to Sunday Morning with Love and Action. I'm Ken Tuck, and I'm so happy and thankful that you decided to join me this morning here on the Joy FM. What an honor, what a privilege it is to share the Word of God on the radio and on the internet. This coming week, our friends here at the Joy FM are having their friendraiser. It's a very important time to raise funds, and I encourage you to give. Bless this ministry. This ministry of the Joy FM does so much to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, to give joy to us 24/7. And it's just an awesome ministry. And just want to encourage you to give this week and become a given member of the Joy FM family. My wife Martha and I are, and we just love the Joy FM and love our brothers and sisters here who do such wonderful work for the Lord and such a blessing to this community. Well, this morning, we are going to continue to talk about discipleship. And today, we will talk about what everybody enjoys hearing, and that's the blessings of God. Rewards of discipleship is the title of our message this morning. We've talked about different parts of being a disciple of Jesus. We've talked about counting the cost. We've talked about how he has to come first and foremost in our lives before anybody else. We've talked about persecution that comes along with following Jesus and being a true disciple. We've discussed some hard sayings of Jesus. Today we're going to talk about those rewards that the Lord blesses us with now and in the future, and of course eternity, by being a disciple of Jesus Christ, a follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I just want to encourage you this morning, all of you who are listening, who are believers, I just really encourage you to keep digging into God's Word and share the gospel. Share your testimony with others. It is so important to do that. We have to do that. Jesus commands us to. We started a new discipleship class this week at Love and Action. We teach T4T, which is an abbreviation for training for trainers, and it's a discipleship class that's really taught around the world. Ying Kai and his wife Grace developed this, and it's really, I say they developed it, they wrote the six lessons, but it all comes from the Great Commission that Jesus gives us. And it's a phenomenal study, and just excited to start that this week with some of our homeless friends and also with some of our volunteers. It's just awesome to see people have a hunger for Jesus, a hunger to want to learn, want to become his disciple. And we're also training them how to train others to make disciples. So it's an exciting time. I just love teaching T4T. Every time I do, I grow as a believer and as a follower of Jesus. And when I talk about discipleship here on the radio, it excites me because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to go out. He wants us to tell others about Jesus, about the salvation that only comes from Jesus Christ, and to make disciples. And so that's why you hear me talk a lot about discipleship, and I have for many, many years. And as long as the Lord has me here on this earth, I'm going to keep teaching and preaching discipleship. But before we get into that this morning, let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Father God, oh, we love you. You are so awesome. You are so mighty. You are so great. And we just want to praise you this morning and thank you. Just thank you for who you are, God Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the great creator. You are the lover of our souls, and we praise you and we thank you, Lord. You are so awesome. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for the forgiveness and the salvation that you give us through your one and only son, Jesus Christ. And Father, I'm just praying this morning that anyone who's listening this morning that they haven't decided to follow you yet, Jesus, I pray today will be their day that they call out to you, Lord, and experience life, true life, real life. And that's with you. Experience your love and your forgiveness, your grace and your mercy, your peace. So, Father, we just give you this time and ask you, God, to speak to us through your word. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to teach us and to lead us and guide us into all truths, and that we will be doers of your word, not hearers only. May we apply your word to our lives. May we be obedient to you, Lord Jesus. Because when we are, life is just so much better. We still go through tough times, but knowing that you're with us and knowing that we are doing the will of the Father, Lord, we can face anything because of you. And so, Father, we just ask you to bless this time. Lord, we ask you to bless this radio station. Father, as they're coming up on an important week, Lord, we pray that the funds will just come flowing in, Father God, so they can continue to proclaim your gospel, continue to bring your joy to people throughout the Wiregrass. It's just a blessing to have a radio station to turn on, knowing that I'm going to hear praises and worship unto you, knowing that I'm going to hear encouraging words, uplifting words. And so, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for what you're going to do. Lord, we love you and we praise you. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. As I mentioned, we are going to talk about the rewards of discipleship. We're going to look at future blessings, and then we're going to look at present blessings. But let's first get into the topic of future blessings. And again, blessings, that's what everybody wants to hear about, right? We love to hear about the blessings of God. There's so many blessings of God, and we're just scratching the surface. Please understand that this is not an exhaustive list of blessings, either future or now, but it's enough to make us say, wow, you know, this is an awesome God we serve. I want more of him. I want to follow him. And so just understand there's a lot more blessings in the Bible. That's why I always encourage everyone, read the Bible. Read it for yourself and see for yourself the awesomeness of our God and his promises and how his word is true. There's no denying it. His word is true. So future blessings. Number one, we shall be saved from the wrath of God, which is to come. That right there, if that was the only blessing, that would be enough. That we shall be saved from the wrath of God. That's why Jesus came. He came to die for our sins, to pay the price, to take the wrath of God for us, what we deserved, but what we cannot handle, what we cannot pay, that price way out of our league. We cannot pay that price. Jesus did that for us so we would not face the wrath of God. Because God being a just God, when you're just, there's going to be punishment for the unjust, like our legal system. If we break the law, the justice of the peace is going to lay down a sentence for us, and there's going to be punishment. So God being a just God, there's going to be punishment, and the wrath of God we do not want to face. We do not want to face the wrath of God. So let's turn to Acts chapter 17, and we're going to read verses 30 and 31. A great chapter. Of course, I say that probably about every chapter that I read, right? Great chapter here. Paul is in Athens, and he is discussing philosophy with the men of Athens, which that's what they did. They would gather and they would just talk. They would just talk about philosophy, talk about religion, talk about politics, just an open discussion. And so when Paul comes to town and they meet him, they hear him talking, they invite him. They say, hey, come talk to us. Tell us about this God. Because in Athens, there were statues of many gods. They worshiped many different gods. And they heard Paul talking about a God they had never heard of before. And so Paul, he's talking to them about the one and only true God. And we pick up here in verse 30. Paul says, the times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man, he's talking about Jesus, whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. So Paul is saying, there's coming a judgment. There's coming a judgment day where we will be judged. And he sent Jesus to die for us. And he raised Jesus from the dead. And that's the assurance he's talking about, that he raised Jesus from the dead. And so that same resurrection, that same new life we can experience if we put our faith in Jesus. So he saves us from the wrath of God. We know when that judgment day comes, and we're all going to face it. But if we have given our lives to Jesus here, and we have lived for him here on earth, then come judgment day, that's actually going to be a good day for us. But for those who deny Christ, those who do not live for Christ here, then that's not going to be a good day. Because the final judgment, that's where hell is going to be dumped into the lake of fire. Satan and his demons are going to be dumped in the lake of fire along with all those who denied Christ, all those who did not follow Christ, who did not obey Christ. And those who did obey Christ and follow him, then we're going to be with Jesus forever and ever and ever and worshiping our God for all eternity, never ending. and seeing the wonders of God forever and ever. And I can't wait to see exactly what all is going to be involved in heaven, because we read about in the Bible, we read about heaven, but it's only scratching the surface. We can't imagine, the Word of God even tells us, we can't imagine what all God has in store. And it's just going to be awesome just to see Jesus face to face. I mean, that's the day that I long for, the day that I look forward to, seeing my Jesus face to face. And that's possible because he paid the price for you and for me. And if we just believe and if we follow him, then that day when we see him face to face is going to be the most awesome day ever. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Romans 5, verse 9. Paul writes, "Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood," talking about Jesus, the blood of Jesus, "much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God." So once again, we see right there, Jesus has saved us from the wrath of God. Like I said earlier, if that was the only blessing involved, that would be enough. More than enough. Jesus has saved us from the wrath of God. An awesome blessing, an awesome promise. And we just need to praise him for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number two, we can look forward with joyful anticipation of eternity with God, free from sorrow, pain, and death. Just think about that for a second. Eternity with God. I mean, remember, eternity never ends. It goes on and on. There will be no sorrow, no pain, and no death. Hallelujah. That is, wow. Talk about a blessing. That's shouting stuff right there now. Turn to Revelation chapter 21. If you got your Bible, if you're driving, just keep listening. Don't open a Bible or anything right now. Keep driving. Keep your eyes on the road. But Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 8. This is so awesome. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away.' And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' And he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death." Wow, we could just stay on these eight verses for the rest of the time, but we're going to keep moving on. But let me just expound upon this just a little bit, because when I read this, I just get so excited. We see this present earth that we're on, and heaven's going to be gone. The sea will be gone as well, and there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, and the holy city, a new Jerusalem, is going to come down from heaven, and God is going to say, "My dwelling place belongs with my creation, the ones who I created after my own image, the men and the women who trusted in me and who lived for me. And I'm going to dwell with them." If you think about Genesis chapter 1, when God created the heavens and the earth, he created all that's within this earth, and he created Adam and Eve, man and woman, and he was with them. He was with them in the garden, and then sin entered in. Well, in heaven and in the new heaven, the new earth, the new holy city of Jerusalem, there will be no sin that can corrupt. And we're going to be of God forever. And he's going to dwell with us, and we're going to be his people. He's going to be our God. And he's going to wipe away every tear. It says, "Death shall be no more." Hallelujah. We have all mourned the death of loved ones. Not in heaven, we won't, because we'll just know life there for all eternity. There's not going to be any crying. There's not going to be pain. There's not going to be any of that. No mourning. You know, we're not going to mourn the loss of people because there's not going to be any death. It's just, I don't have words to describe it, but it's going to be awesome. It's just going to be totally awesome. And so much better than that. But see the warning there at the end in verse 8 that the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, liars are all going to be tossed into the lake of fire. It says it burns with fire and sulfur. And that's the second death. That's the final death. And they're going to be tossed in there along with Satan and his forces, all going into the lake of fire. That's an extremely sad day for people who were, it's beyond sad, for people who are going to go there. But that's why we have to carry out the Great Commission. That's why I will not stop preaching and teaching about the Great Commission, because we have to go. We have to tell people about Jesus, because eternity's at stake. And Jesus commands us to go, and he commands us to make disciples. We've got to be obedient people. We've got to be obedient to our Lord and share Jesus with others, because it should bother us that people are dying and going to hell. It should bother us tremendously. So let's share Jesus with others. At least give them a chance to make that decision, to know Jesus, to hear about him, to hear about his goodness. Then it's their decision. If you're listening this morning, it's your decision. I'm just encouraging you to call out to Jesus, to give your life to him. Because if you give your life to Jesus, he's going to save you. And then just live for him as according to his word. That's why we got to get into his word. We have to read his word so we can do what he tells us to do. And it's not just a bunch of do's and don'ts now. Understand that. Because doing what Jesus wants us to do, he only wants the best for us. And so when we're doing the best, what better life is there? There's none. There is none. So I just encourage you to call out to Jesus today. And if you do, or if you have any questions, please contact me. You can call Love in Action at 334-494-4995. 334-494-4995. You can email me at ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. That's ken.tuck@loveinactionministries.com. Would love to chat with you. Would love to talk with you. Would love to give you the next steps if you've made that decision today. So we talked just a little bit about future blessings. Just a little bit. There's so many more. How about present blessings? Here presently while we're living on this earth that's just has gone totally crazy in the past year. But we can still have his blessings right here in the midst of all the craziness. And this first one right here, I don't know who doesn't want this. Jesus offers peace that the world cannot give to calm the troubled heart. Wow. Do we ever need that here today? We all need peace. This world has been troubled. It's been a troubled world. And we've seen so much trouble within this past year in so many different areas of life, not just here in this country, but around the world. But Jesus can give us peace to calm our hearts. Let's turn to John chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Jesus is saying, look, I want to give you peace. I'm going to leave this peace with you. Now, if somebody leaves something with you, then you have to pick it up, right? You have to take it yourself. So Jesus is saying, here's peace I want to give you so your hearts will not be troubled. Take it. So if you don't have peace right now in your life, talk to Jesus and receive his peace and let it calm your heart. And he tells us not to be afraid either. His peace will help us to calm our hearts down and not to be afraid of the trouble that's out there in the world. So he offers his peace. And again, if that was a blessing, if that wasn't anything else to talk about here today, that blessing of peace here on this earth, wow, yeah, that would be more than enough, right? We need peace. And that's, again, why we have to share Jesus, so we can share him and people can receive his peace. The second blessing, presently, while we're living here on earth, his words, the words of Jesus, inspire joy to lift our spirits out of any depression. Depression is going, just running rampant right now. The whole pandemic has, I mean, depression was bad before the pandemic hit, but it's just really cranked up now to levels that we haven't seen before. And a lot of young people, especially because not being in school or in a lot of parts of the U.S. Now, here in Alabama, we've been very blessed. What we're experiencing in this pandemic is nothing like, for example, California, New York, and other areas. They've experienced some just really even more traumatic times. And children still not being in school, still not being around friends. There's just a lot of depression. A lot of people losing jobs has caused depression. But Jesus wants to give us joy, to lift our spirits up. Let's look at John chapter 15, verse 11. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Jesus wants us to be full of joy. He does. And he wants his joy to be in us. And when our joy is full because of Jesus, then that depression's going to have to go. Because we realize no matter what's going on in this world, that we have Jesus. And when we realize that, when we realize Jesus is all we need, because he's going to take care of these things, then we're going to be lifted up. Our joy is going to be made full. We're going to have peace, and we're going to have joy when we give our lives to Jesus, when we follow Jesus, and when we receive these blessings that we're talking about. You know, usually people, when you first say blessings, people think about money, but no, these are things that money cannot touch. There's some extremely wealthy people in this world who are some of the most miserable people in this world. You know, money cannot buy happiness. Money cannot buy peace. Money cannot buy joy. A lot of good things can be done with money, but it can't buy any of this stuff. People have tried. I think a lot of us have tried in different ways to make money and to buy things, thinking, hey, if I had this car or this house or this pair of shoes or what have you, then I'll have some joy in my life. But no, that's we're not going to find joy in a pair of shoes or in a car. You know, it may last for a moment, but Jesus, the peace and joy he gives us lasts forever. So Jesus wants to give us peace. He wants to give us joy. Thirdly, he offers to those who follow him the abiding love of God, which casts out all fear. John chapter 15, verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. The Father loves Jesus. He loves us. And with that love, Jesus has loved us with. And so he's saying, abide in my love. Just let my love just encompass you and just rest in my love. That perfect love, as we read in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. See, the love of Jesus is perfect, and his perfect love is going to cast out fears. There's so many fears that we can deal with every day, but if we receive Jesus, when we receive his perfect love, that his love is going to cast out those fears. We don't have to fear. We'll realize the more we walk with Jesus, the more we follow Jesus, the longer we follow Jesus, we realize I really don't have anything to fear. Because if something happens, well, Jesus is gonna take care of that. If I die, well, I'm gonna go see him face to face. So, you know, there's nothing to fear. We don't have to fear death even because of Jesus. I know when I die because of what Jesus has done and because I believe in him. And because I'm living for him, all because of what he has done, he did on the cross and rose from the grave, that the second I pass away, I'm going to go be with Jesus. And I'm going to see my Lord face to face. So there's no fear in that. There's joy in that, actually, knowing that I'm going to see Jesus. And you can have that same joy, that same love that Jesus gives me, he gives you. He gives everybody. He doesn't love me more than he loves you. He doesn't love anybody more than anybody else. He loves us all the same, and he wants us all to experience him in his fullness. Fourthly, he makes it possible for us to be members of the family of God. Mark chapter 10, verse 28 through 30. You know, a lot of people that we minister to at Love and Action, they don't have families. The only family that they have now is the family of God, is right there at Love and Action. And it's a beautiful thing, because look at what goes on here in Mark chapter 10, verses 28 through 30. Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Truly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel who will not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, brothers, and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life." Now Jesus throws in persecutions right there because he wants to remind us, you know, with great blessings also comes great trials too. And that persecution is going to come. You know, Jesus had just told the rich young ruler to sell all he had, give to the poor, and follow me. But he didn't do it. So Peter quickly picked up on what he was talking about. And he realized Jesus is saying, forsake all and follow me. That's what Jesus is saying. He's telling them then, he's telling us now, forsake all and follow me. And Jesus confirmed this by promising present and eternal rewards. You know, and he talks about a lot of rewards right there. A huge return on this blessing here is 100-fold, he said. And he says we'll have houses. Now, he's not talking about we'll have a bunch of houses. You know, we'll all have 10, 12 different houses. Now, he's talking about that there's homes of people that we're welcome into as servants of God. And people welcome us into their homes. He talks about what we'll have many brothers and sisters and mothers. And what he's talking about, that's these other disciples of the Lord, our Christian friends who we fellowship with. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 12, verses 46 through 50, and I encourage you to go and read that. We don't have time to read all that right now. But what Jesus is saying is that he asked the question, who are my mother and brothers? And he looks out over his disciples and says, here are my mother and brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. So we get many, many family members when we start following Jesus. I actually have some more that I want to go over today, but I'm out of time. So we'll have to pick up next week and finish this up and continue talking about discipleship. But before we sign off today, just want you to remember the Great Commission. I really encourage you to memorize this, and not just memorize it and quote it, but live it. It's a lifestyle. It's not an event. And it's the Great Commission, not the Great Suggestion. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Talk about blessings right there, verse 20. He promises that he will be with us to the end of the age. That's an awesome blessing right there to end this edition of Sunday Morning of Love and Action. Thank you for joining me today. I hope the rest of this day goes great for you. Hope you have a wonderful week coming up. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.